FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bysign with your main agriculture stories. Some emerging and new farmers are still waiting to receive their COVID-19 relief funds. According to Deneen Erasmus, editor of Farmers Weekly, in some cases these relief funds are still being delayed, resulting in some farmers not receiving the much needed funds. She says that questions have been raised about the 100 million rand relief fund, which was supposed to be disbursed by the Land Bank.
According to Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza, the allocation of these funds was supposed to happen during the 2020-2021 financial year. In her budget speech delivered recently, she said that she wishes to assure members of Parliament, as well as farmers funded by the Land Bank, that this matter was being resolved and they were advised on how to pay for this intervention.
The Kimberley Diamond Mining Company Ikapa and Northern Cape-based agribusiness Kiebiakar have taken hands to help farmers that were affected by the recent veld fires in the Northern Cape. According to a statement by Agri Northern Cape, Ikapa and Kiebiakar have managed to set up an emergency crisis fund to the value of 2 million rand since the beginning of the week to provide assistance in collaboration with and through coordination by Agri Northern Cape. OFM News' Elsby Richard reports that the organization adds that more help is still needed where the fires impacted countless animals and people from all walks of life.
If you'd like to make donations to farmers who have been affected by wildfires in central South Africa, visit Agri Northern Cape, Free State Agriculture and Agri Northwest's websites for more information. Also, if you'd like to assist those fighting the fires across central South Africa, you can donate bottled water and sealed foods such as sandwiches and energy bars to your nearest fire department. I'm Elsie Richard for OFM News in Bloemfontein.
OFM News this week reported that recent veld fires outside of Kimberley and Hopetown destroyed about 100,000 hectares of grazing land. The veld fires also managed to burn into areas of the Free State. And beef demand is staying on a higher level, which is supporting prices that remain relatively stable on a higher level. However, the Red Meat Producers Organization says that according to AMT, wiener prices trended upwards during the week of September 20th due to lower supply. It is still expected that this price can continue to trend upwards as we move closer towards the end of the year. Meanwhile, goat prices are extremely high at the moment due to limited supply and demand that remains on a higher level. AMT says that the recent drought towards the western production areas resulted in lower than usual herd and slaughter numbers. Based on seasonality, these prices can gradually start to decrease as there is some resistance towards higher prices at the moment. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysign.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.